Democrats are plunging headfirst into an investigation that could jeopardize their House majority. But an emerging consensus is that the risks are worth it. Is that an objective sentence? Is it? Or is that supposed to paint a certain political party as these scrappy underdogs? They are risking their House majority for the truth! Really? Is this the same House majority that's been screaming Russia for 2.5 years? But do you see the story that's there? Much easier to craft terrible information in a positive light if it's a story. 844-527-8723. The third thing. Former French President Jacques Chirac dies at 86. He was the first leader to acknowledge France's role in the Holocaust and defiantly opposed the U.S. invasion of Iraq in 2003. Rest in peace, sir. Number four, UK leaders face backlash over controversial tone. Lawmakers are furious with Boris Johnson over his use of confrontational language in Parliament about the opponents of his Brexit plan. Well, let me ask you something, AP. What do you want him to use? Goody-goody drum drops and sweet nothings? No. Of course he's going to use confrontational tones because he's confronting them. How is that? And you see what I'm talking about with the narrative? Boris Johnson is a brute. Running around Parliament, confronting everybody, not working within the political process, not being very nice. He's confronting. But yeah, when you read accounts of Lyndon B. Johnson, the man was a saint, right? Even though the man was a pervert and a bully. But he was never written as giving a confrontational tone. Number five, after UN visit, Iran faces diminishing choices. There's a story that the AP's been writing for a while. Iran's forceful defiance since its 1979 revolution has hampered it on the global stage in the face of crippling economic sanctions. Well, who's putting the economic sanctions on them? Oh, that's right, we are. What forceful defiance that it won't bend the knee to Western rule? I'm not a fan of the Iranians by any means. But why should a sovereign country bend the knee to something they don't agree with? Forceful defiance. Now, I know some of you will say, well, Richie, they're using defiance with an enemy. Yeah, okay, true. But it's also the wording. Forceful defiance. And also, let me give you this for those of you that are going to correct me on that, which is fine. It's also context, right? Context matters. Notice how they use the entire word here instead of defy. Simple choice. There's simple differences, but they make a difference. Number six, marijuana vapes take hit from health scare. Talk about a story. This vaping thing has been a story. I mean, I need to go watch that movie Outbreak with Dustin Hoffman and Morgan Freeman and see if the exact same narrative was used as it is here. The unsolved health illnesses are harming the high-flying market. High-flying market. Which is looking to reassure customers as the number of those sickened grows. Whatever. Number seven, as attack drones multiply, Israel firms develop defenses. A host of Israeli companies develop defense systems they say can detect or destroy incoming drones, but obstacles remain, particularly when operating in crowded and urban airspaces. Well, that's what people like me and Mike Church at the Mike Church Show, which goes from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Time daily, or any other number, Thomas Massey, Ron Paul. If the United States is going to use drones, eventually everybody else is going to use drones. You know, everybody else is going to use them. And you're going to have to take these steps. But nobody said anything when Captain Drone Strike, i.e. President Obama, was drone striking